Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for fan reaction. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Rob is waiting for the queue to build up.
No, I thought Mike was continuing the conversation we had on air. I had to look, see, was the mic on when he said that? It was not. Let's go to Middle River and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, look, plain and simple, who you think was the best player on the field, any team yesterday? Who was the best player, you guys think?
On either team yesterday?
Yeah.
Quarterback for the Patriots.
It's good to hear you again, Mike.
Good to hear you too, Jeremy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And look, one thing about this too, the best field player for me yesterday on the field was Diggs. Plain and simple. He was the emotional leader. He made the plays. Yeah, number 10 threw the ball, but the plays were made by Diggs. He stood up, he fight. The Ravens are like Democrats and Republicans. Nobody crosses party lines. You didn't have one player. I would have loved to have seen Kyle Hamilton go up there and talk to the offensive line. Fire him up. You don't have no leadership. You don't have no toughness. And Lamar, I'm not going to say Lamar gave up, like that gentleman said, or Lamar, but you gotta, your team's got to see you get carried off the field. You can't tell me you can't go. Hey, you ready to fight? Nah, man, I can't go. You got to show me. He had to walk on that field and fall off, and somebody had to carry him off. The team has no leadership and no toughness, and that's strictly John Harbaugh. Coach Harbaugh has got to go.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man.
Yeah.
That's like somebody else.
That's Jonathan Essex. That's why I said, Mike, it's good to hear you again, because Jonathan got banned.
I thought.
I do miss Jonathan, man.
Sucks.
Jonathan was good for the game.
Until he calls you racist for just not liking someone. You're racist because Shedeur Sanders.
That pisses me off, but I've always liked Jonathan.
Let's go to
Mike is the guy I didn't like.
Chris and Arnold. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks for taking my calls, and hope you guys have a great Christmas.
You too.
Holiday.
You too. I'm cool with Christmas.
I don't know. I really was hoping the Ravens were going to win yesterday. They really had a good shot, but the momentum they had really got deflated when Henry had the first fumble. They were rolling down the field and looked like they were going to be unstoppable. But I don't know. I guess it was a blessing in disguise, because if they just lose a few more games, they'll probably be picking top 10. And they definitely have a lot of holes on the roster next year, the D-line, the O-line. Like, if the Ravens even do get into the playoffs, like, do we think they're even going to win a game? You know, it's like, why not just, like, try and retool for next year?
Well, I would say, yeah, because they're at home, and then I realize they're 3-6 at home. So, yeah, that's a good point.
But the other part of this, too, and this is the worst year. Like, I heard Bills fans talking about it, or at least when I was watching the Bills-Browns game, people were saying, oh, this Bills team's a Super Bowl team. And, you know, when Josh Allen got hurt, it's like, oh, I can't have that happen now because he got dinged up in that game. Never left. You know, I think he went in and got looked at, but came back out for the next series. But they were talking about it going, hey, man, like, you just got to get in this year. Like, all these teams stink. I'm sorry. Like, there's nobody crazy. That's dumb. Yeah. Like, Jacksonville might be the number one seed in the AFC. Say what? Have you watched them? Jacksonville might be the number one seed in the AFC the way things are playing out.
Yeah, with the schedule that's remaining for the Broncos.
Remember when Houston was dead in the water? All they've done is rattled off all these wins. Nobody's even talked about the Chargers. Like, it's a foregone. The Chargers.
I like Justin Herbert, too. He made a couple throws yesterday against the Cowboys. So did Dak Prescott, though. Dak Prescott made a couple of impressive throws.
Herbert's going to get beat up, though, man. That dude, man, he takes a beating every week.
He's already got a broken hand.
Yeah, and the thing is, his two starting tackles, his best tackles are out. They're done.
Brian in Baltimore. What's up, Brian?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm a Patriots fan, and quite frankly, if Lamar was in that game, you guys would have won.
Yeah.
I mean, they were moving that ball. And the Ravens have committed, just a few points, an outsider. They've committed the Michael Vick curse. They ran that man into the ground over the past 7 years. And that's really how I look at it. And relax, Raven fans, your coach is out in Seattle, so when they fire Harbaugh, Mike McDonald will be the next coach.
How are you going to get him from Seattle, though?
You have to make him assistant GM or something.
They didn't Michael Vick Lamar.
I don't think so.
Lamar, that's what he was. He's the best dual threat quarterback ever. And he did what he needed to do. And that's why he won two MVPs.
But they pointed out why the RPOs aren't working great on the broadcast this year. Because, like, if he's not a threat to run, then you just sit on Derrick Henry and you hit him all the time, every chance you get.
There's no question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just plain smart defense. Now, he ain't coming around the corner because we hit him real hard. Now, he'll get hurt. That's what you do.
Let's go to Parkville. Get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. My only issue with the loss is Harbaugh want to play Madden until he can't play Madden no more. You know how it was fourth quarter. And it's 5 minutes left, and you don't want to go for it. It's 4th and 2. Why not go for it? And if you don't get it, at least you get a little bit of time back, and then you can go down the field. But you want to say you want to punt it, and then you're going to get the ball back with 2 minutes left. You could have had at least 3-4 minutes left if you just went for it on your own 40. But, hey, you want to play Madden, so it's not Madden anymore. I'd rather die by the 3 than, you know, lose playing, trying to play conservative. Y'all take it easy.
Thanks, Eli.
I think the factor in the game was Huntley. He wasn't exactly setting the world on fire. And I don't have a problem with what they did, you know, in crunch time. Nah, they did the best thing. The only problem I had the play calling was when Mike Vrabel caught that fake punt.
What was he doing? What was the play even? How you got that guy throw back across the field anyway? He's got a quarterback. Don't you want to keep it in the window? What's up? Yeah. What you got going on?
No, I just got it. So I got a text earlier. I missed it from my buddy Jason. He said, look, I've been a physical therapist for 23 and a half years. With the Lamar injury, he can stand better than he can probably sit or even lay down. Like, he was talking about the way that he was hit. He said these callers have no idea what they're talking about. Comments are coming from anger and hurt more so than actual facts.
Yeah. I said to Rob, if he had torn his ACL, people would probably be happier.
Yeah.
Because then it's quantifiable.
Yeah.
If his knee had been turned the other way, they'd be happier.
Who's that guy? Because he's right. At the time I hurt my back, it was tougher for me to lay down, not to stand. It was. I couldn't get comfortable when I laid
down. Wrong, Rob. If you can stand, your back's fine. Yeah. If you white, you Ben Affleck.
If you got a door, you got a gym.
Oh. Car, you get a lawyer.
Kevin in Camp Springs. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to say I'm a lifetime Patriots fan. But I really enjoy every time we play the Ravens. It always means something. From all the battles and division playoffs, I just love playing the Ravens. And even though we won, and I know a lot of people talking about Diggs and Drake, to me, the unsung player of the game was Mac Hollins. I think he just made a lot of big catches. He made a lot of plays. Uh-huh. I think kept drives going and stuff like that. And whether you think about the Patriots, whether it's Danny Amendola, Chris Hogan, we've always had a guy that's been able to just do that. So I just want to give Matt Hollins some love. You got to take it easy.
Thank you. 410-583-1057.
Yeah, Mac Hollins, you know, he started naming the other guys that were usually doing it, the Edelmans, the Welkers. Mm-hmm. You know, who was the – they had another – oh, they had –
He looks crazy, though.
Amendola,
Hollis looks crazy, man.
He does. Well, he likes to walk in every game with his shirt off and his shoes and socks off.
He looks crazy. Rel in Baltimore. What's up, Rel?
I like him, though.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you for taking my call as well.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, so a couple of things I want to touch on real quick. One thing I want to say, good game from Derrick Henry. We needed him, and he showed up in big times when we needed him the most. Unfortunately, once again, I saw another game where the Ravens didn't utilize him towards the end of the game, which I'm starting to think there's some sort of conspiracy going on behind closed doors. I don't know. But the fact that you have this rusher, this close to 2,000-yard rusher from last year, and he's in these games this year, and he's barely touching the ball towards the end of the game, I have a big issue with that. I don't know if it's because of the coaching or if it's because of the offensive line play. I'm not really sure. But I really hope the Ravens correct that if they want to go somewhere this year, which I'm sure it's probably too late for that now. But, I just really hope the Ravens turn it around some way, somehow, because our playoff window is slowly but surely closing in on us. And I think we got, like, what, two more games?
Yes.
On the schedule?
Yes.
Yeah, if they don't turn it around, I don't see them making the playoffs at all. And I think now they need help from different teams in order for them to make the playoffs.
They just need help from the Steelers. That's it.
Yeah, I see.
You need them to lose to the Browns?
I think. You hold on, say that again. I couldn't hear you. Say that one more time.
You need them to lose to the Browns, right?
Yes, definitely.
Good luck.
Yeah,
they just went on the road to beat Detroit.
They're playing really well right now, man. I can't believe I'm saying that.
They are.
No, they are playing extremely well. Their defense has improved, and the old man is chucking that ball around.
He's having fun.
Yeah.
Looks like he's having fun. Mike Preston's report card, 9:30. But on the other side, we go around the NFL. Pick out MVPs up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go around the league and pick out MVPs, Jeremy Carr. Who are your two?
Yeah, I'm going to start off. God, I'm not giving it to a wide receiver, but I'm giving it to a running back that made the best catch of the weekend. I'm going to go to Kenneth Gainwell in that Steelers game. If you guys missed it, you got to go back and watch this catch because I'm still not sure how it didn't hit the ground. I'm still not sure how he was able to pull it to his body and pin it. And I still don't know how the defensive back there didn't touch him while he was on the ground because clear pass interference as he gets pulled to the ground and he catches a 45-yard touchdown pass with 2 seconds on the clock. Two seconds on the clock to make it 10-10 at the halftime. And it was a big play. My second MVP, all right, it's been a while since I've been able to talk about this guy, but I'm going back to him. It's Justin Jefferson. He had 6 catches for 85 yards. And why am I bringing this up? For 2 reasons. First off, he's the fastest player to have this amount. He had the most receptions of any player through 6 seasons already, and he's still got 2 games left this year, and he's having his worst season that he's ever had in his career. Yesterday, he made 2 catches, which show you why he's the best wide receiver in football. When you see the toe-drag swag that cat has, like, he's the epitome, just like the DeAndre Hopkins catch you watched yesterday, where you watch it in real time, you're going, oh, man, he ain't have it. And then you go back and you go, by God, how did he get that toe down? He has one on the sideline where it's almost like somebody taps him and his body just goes limp. And he gets that back foot down to drag it before going out of bounds. He's amazing. Those are 3 of the best catches you will see from yesterday's game.
So is he better than Chase?
I think he is. The difference with Chase is it's like I'm watching Chase and like, he's so big. How's he that wide open? And the other thing I'd say, I know Jordan Addison's good, and I think they're finding some other wide receivers there. You have a true number one in T. Higgins alongside Jamar Chase, which I think helps. Justin Jefferson's been doing this with double teams on every single play of the game. He gets bracketed more than any receiver in the league.
How about Puka?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's better than Puka.
I think Puka is a...
up and coming, but...
But I also think he's a target monster where, like, they throw him a lot of short stuff to get his yards. It doesn't take away from what he's doing. I still think the pecking order in this league, honestly, is Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. You can stack them how you want. It's 1A and 1B. And then you start looking at the other guys because Jackson Smith and Jigba's gotten in this conversation. Puka's in this conversation. There's a lot of dudes that are playing in this league that are having amazing years. Amon-Ra St. Brown, nobody ever talks about him. He needs to be in the conversation.
My MVP, first one, you know, surprise, surprise, 2 quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, 25 of 32, 309, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Burrow also ran the ball twice for 6 yards, picking up a first down. His passer rating was 146.5. And a 45-21 win over the Miami Dolphins. And then my other one in Dallas, where the Chargers beat the Cowboys 34-17. Justin Herbert, 23 of 29, 300 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Ran the ball 8 times for 42 yards, including a touchdown. Passer rating 132.8. He had an incredible game.
He was good.
Against those Dallas Cowboys.
Boy's bigger. I mean, he's faster than I thought he was.
He is.
When he gets around the corner and see you, you know, he's got a nice stride on.
He looks good throwing the ball on the run, too. I mean, when it's not complete, he's throwing it on a rope.
Even going to his left, man. He's just rolling out and turning that corner.
Remember that day I was making my point about, you got to get quarterbacks out of the pocket. And I said, I used him as an example. I said, you don't think it, but Justin Herbert, if you make him roll outside of the pocket, can still beat you. And I say that because not just in college. I don't even remember. 2 years ago, he's playing against the Giants, and they rolled him out to the right. They were pressuring him. He rolled out to the right. He threw a ball on the dime about 50 yards downfield. Rolling up, being flushed out. I'm not talking a design rollout where you're not under duress. This was like someone was on his behind, and he reared back and threw it, dropped a dime about 50 yards downfield. That's why nowadays that whole get him out of the pocket stuff, no, man, you got to bring quarterbacks down. These guys are too athletic for that.
I mean, you got 2 guys playing right now that are playing really good football, and Aaron Rodgers and Justin Herbert, who both have fractures or breaks in their non-throwing hand, and they're playing through it. So, you know, it's – something to be said. We don't know if we're watching the end of Aaron Rodgers, but I got to tell you, I mean, that's a huge freaking win, and what a letdown for Detroit with the way that game finishes.
You got any MVPs, Mike?
Yep. Diggs, receiver for the Patriots, 9 catches, 138 yards, had a long of 33, and he just lit the Ravens up.
He did.
Played very well.
Hey, Cardi B in the house.
Was impressed, and he was their emotional guy. He was the leader. And the other guy is Trent Simpson from the Ravens. 7 tackles, 2 of them for losses, had 1 sack, and they finally found a home for this young man.
Let's hope they keep him.
Go
keep
fetch.
Him home.
Yeah. Just go fetch.
Let's hope they keep it there. Let's go to Edgewater and get Tucker. What's up, Tucker?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Nothing much, man. Just on my way to work. So I was wondering, I had a proposal, maybe not for this season, next season. I was wondering, I noticed that the Pittsburgh organization, they have never fired a coach. And Mike Tomlin, I like what he's doing. And I mean, both coaches, it seems like, for the Ravens and Pittsburgh, they both do oddball stuff here and there. It's working out for Tomlin, but what I noticed, he always gets the run game going, no matter what it is, who it is they're playing. Somehow he figures out how to get the work. I think if he was the coach for the Ravens right now, I think different things would be happening. I think last night's game, I didn't catch it, but what I heard, what Henry wasn't even on the field the last quarter, something like that.
Yeah, after his last touchdown run, he didn't get back out on the field. It was Keaton's turn.
Let's go to Corey on the shore. What's up, Corey?
Keaton's turn.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all you guys.
Except for
John Harbaugh, Daniel Falele, and anybody else who wants to play Bluetooth coverage. All right. That's it. That's quick and easy. Have a good holiday, guys. See you.
Bluetooth coverage.
What the heck is that,
man? She said goodbye before he told me. I was going to ask him.
Follow-up
question.
You stand on the sideline. You don't actually...
Well, that's, by the way, Daniel Falele gets a ton of grief. We talked about it.
He got a block yesterday, last night.
He had a really good block on the Derrick Henry touchdown run.
He played well, man, and he did a nice seal on that touchdown run. He did a nice job, man. Give him some props.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, as Rob always says, give the guys flowers.
I've never said
the
that.
Guy, like,
I've never
Rob's
said
all
flowers.
Been about giving dudes their flowers, giving dudes and flowers. He deserves his flowers, Mike.
Flowers out. Final thoughts at 9:45. But on the other side, the professor is in up next on The Fan. Mike Preston's report called at 9:30. Mike, you gave quarterback a C, running backs an A, offensive line a B, and receivers a C. I guess by the grade, you were most impressed by the running backs, but were you disappointed by anyone on the offensive side of the football?
Nah, the offensive line actually played pretty well. The running backs... except for Derrick Henry disappearing at the end of the game, poof, gone, out. Major factor. And, hey, man, at this time of the year, it's cold on the East Coast, you run and pound the football. That's the way the game's played. But for the most part, the receivers were complimentary of the running game, and it worked out well. Just that Flowers, you got to hold on to the ball. And Derrick Henry had the fumble, but that happens in a game.
Right.
Things change sometimes.
Now, you gave a defensive line a C-, linebackers a C-, and a secondary D. Now, you talked about Henry disappearing at the end of the game. That was coach's decision. It looked like the defense disappeared at the end of the game, also performance-based.
Of course. It happens. It has happened maybe 2 or 3 times this year. But, I mean, they got tired of chasing the quarterback. 453 yards of total offense. And what did he throw for like 380 or something like that? It was bizarre. They couldn't get a handle on him. And he wasn't had like great mobility. He wasn't Lamar Jackson, but he had mobility. And they wore down at the end. And they got some big guys up front on the defensive line, but they're so limited. They're one-dimensional. They're run stoppers.
It's about time they lucked into a good quarterback, the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Special teams, I gave them a C, and coaching, I gave them a C, but the more I think about it, I should have given him a D.
Mike, what is it in your, and I don't even know if you can answer this, in your opinion, we've seen so many double-digit leads blown outside of not going back to the guy that you should have running the football in the fourth quarter. Is it scheme late that they just go to something where they give up all this? Is it bad luck? Or are they just not good? Why not play the same thing you've been playing the whole damn game?
Part of it is scheme. Part of it is the long ball, chunk plays, big plays.
They always give up a lot of chunk plays late in the game, Mike.
Yeah, and that's part of it. And then, again, Jeremy, no pass rush. You can't get a pass rush. You're not going to win in this league. I mean, and you can manufacture stuff. Like, you can come up with these exotic blitzes. Oh, over here, over here, over here. But not in the postseason. Teams get look on film and say, no, we got this down. And basically, all you got to do is stay home. They'll come to you. That's the way you handle blitzes. The Ravens, they got to manufacture stuff, and they just don't have that dominant pass rusher up front.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Going back to the coaches, you kind of glossed over that. You gave them a C. What did coaches lack in this game, in your opinion?
There's a whole bunch of things they lack. One, leadership on the field. Who's the guys? You guys tell me. You covered this team. Who's the guys? Those fiery. The week before when they played Cincinnati, man, they got after the Bengals. I mean, you had guys up in people's face and chewing people out. I was like, okay.
We didn't have Ed Reed at practice on Friday. That was the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was at practice the week before.
Yeah, I think Ed, though, was responsible for the lateral.
Yeah, that's why. The one from Mark Andrews. He was remembering last, because we haven't even talked about that thing yet. Like, what was that? Harbaugh said that. Hey, I just want to let everybody know, I don't throw anyone under the bus. I ain't call that. Yeah, he acted on his own.
There's no hook and ladder on that play, man. He just backed right out of that thing.
It was like it's the end of the game. You're down a score, and no matter what, you just want the ball to go free so somebody can get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
but
was.
But, man, and then you look at Zach Orr. What are you doing? Why can't you rotate guys over there? Because you know Marlon Humphrey's out on that island by himself. Why don't you rotate somebody over there? Two, Tom Monken, what are you thinking? Why do you take Derrick Henry out of the game? And three, John Harbaugh, this is on you. This is your team. You are the head coach. You tell Todd Monken what to do. No, Derrick Henry must be in the game. We got to pound the ball. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I got this text message, too, that I wanted to read.
Don't the coordinators normally speak on Thursday?
Yeah, but I wonder how much they speak during the game.
Do you hear them? You probably won't hear from them this week, then.
Yeah.
Thursday's Christmas, as Joe pointed out.
Yeah.
What you got over there?
Yeah, my buddy Pete sent me a text. What are you guys up Harbaugh's ass over this? It isn't his fault. They had a rotation, guys. Keaton and Derek discussed it. It was Keaton's turn. Now, if there was only a guy who could maybe override a player decision and make decisions with impunity, we could have had Derek Henry in. But what kind of man wields that type of power? Not a head coach.
Like I said before, one of my players said, well, it's their turn. You better get your ass in that game. Come on, Jeremy. Whose go is it? Come on. Rock, paper,
scissors. Oh, it's my turn. I get the carry.
The craziest thing I've ever heard, man. Well, it wasn't his turn. I don't care how he worded it. He basically said it wasn't Derrick Henry's turn.
You remember when Zeus, was it Zeus that choked out Chester Taylor, the running back?
Yeah.
Zeus choked out a lot of people.
Yeah. But you know why? Because it was Zeus's turn on the video game. That's really? When the turn makes sense. Yeah, that's what I heard. There was something about that they were playing a video game and got angry. And
Zeus was a nasty dude.
Choked him out. I love Zeus. By the way, meeting him here, he was one of the nicest players I ever met.
He's a nice guy.
He was. You ever heard the story about Ray Lewis's cookout?
No.
Okay. I just happened to be, I think it was at Ray Lewis's summer days. And Zeus was talking like, and he looked at me and said, why you ain't coming to the cookout? I said, I didn't know about it. He said, you can't know all the other stuff. I said, I didn't know about the cookout. He said, man, we had ostrich. I'm wondering, where the hell are the burgers and the hot dog? Ray had lost his mind.
It's high in protein, man.
He said, then we had jousting. What kind of? Yeah, man. He had some choice words too. What kind of party?
Hold on. Yeah, where I can imagine the words that came out of his lips.
He said jousted. He's looking at me, and I'm like, I'm trying not to laugh because Ray is around.
Was it like a bullfight? Were they jousting on like ostriches? Maybe they were on the ostrich, and whoever lost, that ostrich got eaten.
They had jousted. I'm like, oh my God.
You ever had ostrich?
So we had ostrich. Yeah, I have. But if you want to have ostrich at a cookout, you still got to have hot dogs and hamburgers.
The only way I've had it is like the what is it? Smoothie King has like those ostrich.
The beef sticks.
Almost like Slim Jims, yeah. Kind of. Yeah, beef sticks.
Let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. I hope everybody listening will have a Merry Christmas.
You
I
too.
Just wanted to give a little assessment. On offense, I think the players did well, but you know, I think they could have coached him a little better with, putting Keaton Mitchell in there. He was pretty effective. But I kind of question the coaching, particularly regarding the running game. But passing game looked good on offense. That's how I look at it. But the special teams, I think, did a good job. They have a really dangerous punt returner, and we kept them at bay. But defense, you know, I saw a lot of blitzing. I saw how he just picked the defensive backs apart. The blitzing wasn't too effective.
Hold up, Greg. Oh, Greg. Man, the universe is not right now. Are you criticizing something?
Well, no. See, now this is constructive criticism because you know what? Yep. We have a chance. I just kind of want us to just get it straight with these last two games.
I never even heard you give constructive criticism, man.
Well, he just constructed it, so leave him alone.
Ah, good. I'm happy. He was right. Yeah. I never heard that kind of conversation and talk from Greg. Have you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been here with you every day.
The universe.
He ain't calling me off the air and saying, man, you hear what Rob said, that some bit. No, he ain't doing that. He's calling me going, Rob, one of the best guys I know. And I'm like, no, he's not. Sorry.
East Baltimore. Hakeem. What's up, Hakeem?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I got two thoughts. The problem is I feel like they don't play the young guys, right? Teddy or Trenton or Tiz. But they was getting pressure on the last couple of drives. They just can't stick nobody. He was running for his life in the last two drives. He just was making a hell of a throws.
He did make some throws. I give him that.
I mean, he's statistically the best deep ball thrower in the league this year, speaking of Drake May. I mean, that's been the big thing everybody's kind of talked about. But, you know, we were mentioning how, like, I think on Friday, correct me if I'm wrong, we were talking about what if they could get a pass rush before, Mike, and they could drop seven, and how much difficult you could make life. Like, that's what you want as a defensive.
That's ideal.
Yeah, it's ideal. They can't do that hardly ever, man,
That's how Pat Mahomes lost two Super Bowls.
Yes.
Teams going after before. Let's go out to Seattle and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I've developed a canker sore, so I can't talk. You guys. What?
What? I can't talk. As I'm telling you, I can't talk.
Right. I was going to hang up. That was just as absurd as the back comment. But anyway, the possibilities, I'm curious as to what you guys think are the actual possibilities of any major coaching changes in the staff in the off season. I mean,
I think there will be at least coordinators.
I unfortunately flew back to the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs from Seattle just to see the game. And I have never seen a game, any better example of a game where it literally looked like the team was trying to lose the game with, six called running plays the entire game. And it just seems like it hasn't gotten any better since then. And I'm over it, and I'm definitely ready for some major changes.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. Whenever John Harbaugh has a disappointing season, he makes a change at coordinator. You got to go. Somebody got to go.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be me.
He's got to make changes all around. That's going to be interesting. Is when he goes in and he talks to Bisciotti and say, what do you see? What do you want? And he goes, I don't know if I can do that. I don't want to make
these
wholesale
changes.
Steve,
you saw how bad that offense was, man. I got to go.
Hey, man, coordinator's tripping. They said it was Keaton Mitchell's turn. Did you hear that? Like, look, I'm looking at this right now. Since 2020, this is the Ravens' 10th home loss when leading by – over one possession, 9+ points. No other team has more than 6 such losses in that time span.
Final thoughts and a preview of tonight's Monday Night Football game up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final thoughts on this 28-24 loss to the hands of the New England Patriots. Mike Preston, you first.
It's just about over. I mean, you're going to need Cleveland to go and beat Pittsburgh. Then that sets the stage for the game against the Steelers in the last week of the season. But the Ravens have to beat Green Bay in Green Bay. That's going to be a tough assignment.
Too much, too little, too late.
Yeah. And Jordan Love is, I don't know his condition, but they say he's feeling better.
And so Malik Willis also has a shoulder injury. So if Love can't play, I'm warming up, man.
But the Ravens, they are what their record says they are. They're one game below 500.
Not very good.
And they haven't gotten much better. They haven't gotten better since the beginning of the season. So we'll see, but I have very little faith.
Is there any chance Lamar's playing this weekend?
I'm thinking no.
The only reason I bring it up, so the Ravens in the look-ahead line.
Tore it all. Tore it all. And couldn't play on Sunday night. I don't see him coming back. What are they playing, Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday night.
I don't see it happening.
So the Ravens opened up as 1.5-point favorites. I think that may have been the look-ahead line. Right now the Packers are -2.5. And the only reason I ask that is if Tyler Huntley is starting, I feel like that line would be a lot bigger, unless Malik Willis is starting, and then the line probably makes sense, you know?
Can you imagine Saturday night football on Peacock, and you got Malik Willis versus Tyler Huntley on primetime.
By the way, the Steelers are only 4.5-point favorites at the Browns. They were 2.5-point favorites.
That game's going to be tough. I mean, Cleveland is not going
to. This is their Super Bowl. This is the one game you have all year long to do something.
Joe just pointed out something good, really interesting. You think DK Metcalf will be suspended?
Mm-hmm. He has to be. He put his hands on a fan. Whether or not the fan, let me say,
fan didn't touch you.
Didn't touch you.
Yeah, but you know, look, I've been at NBA games where these fans say some trashy stuff.
Yeah,
you're right.
And if he did. I don't care what him. It's just like Lamar earlier in the season where the fan was like getting on him, and he goes, "Nah, man, I shouldn't have done that." But
I bring up the incident with Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey was alleged to have slept with an underage girl, which he in fact did, but the girl lied and got into a club saying she was 18 and lied to him about her age. That's why nothing ever happened to him. Every road game that cat goes on, he gets called a pedo. Every road game, and he's constantly like pointing in the stand saying, can we kick this guy out?
Right.
Can we kick this guy out? And it's just, it's a hard boy to go through things.
Let's take a look at tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. I find this really interesting. This is a testament to the, not a testament, an indictment on the quarterback position with the Indy Colts. They are at home against the San Francisco 49ers, and they're 5.5-point underdogs at home, Jeremy.
Yeah, and I think of their last games, this might be the only one they actually have a shot, and I don't think they really have a shot to win. Would I be shocked if they did? Not necessarily. The one thing that I'm seeing, go ahead and drink, Rob, for my algorithm, it loves Phillip Rivers tonight. And the one thing I can tell you is, if you go back to game flow in Seattle, he really wasn't forced to throw much. He threw 15 times. They had the lead most of the game, and Seattle kicked all those field goals and eventually won.
Yeah.
He's going to be forced to throw tonight, and his marker in, or his line in Vegas is like 157, 160. My algorithm has him throwing for 220-some yards. So I'm taking the over there, him over a touchdown pass. I think the Colts keep it close. DeForest Buckner comes back this week, going up against his former team. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of holes on the 49ers defense. I think the Colts lean on Jonathan Taylor, set up the play-action pass. They make enough plays to keep it close and lose.
What do you like better, them covering 5.5-point spread or the over-under?
See, I went back and forth on this. I'm gonna my official play is the Colts. I think they lose 24-20. So, again, the total's right around that number.
45.5.
A little bit higher, yeah. So I'm seeing some 46.5. Sorry, that's next week against the Jags. But, again, there's a lot of interesting games coming up this week. And tonight's game, you go back to it. My poor son said he bet a buddy of his that the Colts would have over 8.5 wins this year. They got 8.
They might not get another one.
And then everything went wrong. And then he told me, he said, Dad, go ahead and look at the schedule. And I'm like, oh, son, you ain't winning that bet. They were losing the next 3 games. So
who you like tonight, Mike Preston?
I agree with Jeremy. But I'm going to root for the Colts. Phillip Rivers, 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
An old man.
It's fun watching him.
Getting out there watching. And it's a quick release, quick throws. I like that. And they got to do something. You know, to have something to go with Taylor to compliment him. But, hey, I'm rooting for the old man. See what happens, see if they can pull the upset.
Vinny and Haney up next with more of the Ravens. 28-24 loss to the New England Patriots. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off
at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.